Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane. And that includes Russia, that includes everybody, because we really have become a very different nation than we were. And they got a lot of information out of this guy. This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution. You really have to, you have to take a strong hand. You have thousands of people with access to kind of material like this.
This is what America's come down to. Donald Trump calling for the execution of Mr. Snowden. I mean, are we going to wake up tomorrow and hear that Rubio has now come out against immigration? That Obama's come out against coal? What's coming tomorrow? It's under Al Gore's come out in favor of coal. Donald Trump says Snowden should be assassinated. Did you miss that? Did you? Could you believe the Snowden who's hiding out in an airport in Russia is, in my mind, a hero? He's not a hero because he's hiding in China. He's not a hero because he gave information to China. He's not a hero because he's giving state secrets away. He's a hero because he blew the whistle on the spies who were spying on innocent Americans. My position has not changed. Because he's on the run does not make him into a traitor. Because the government has turned him into a man on the run does not mean he was originally a traitor. And so, therefore, look what it tells us about our own nation. That a young guy who blew the whistle on the fact that our government is spying on ordinary citizens has to hide and look for asylum in the most despotic regimes on the planet. Think about what that tells you about the country you're really living in, right? Now you have Donald Trump, who I've always respected, coming out saying apparently that Snowden should be assassinated. Apparently the extradition process and the justice system are not in his lexicon these days. I don't believe this. I don't believe this. So Snowden is now called a spy by Trump. He goes on Fox News to advocate his execution. He says spies in the old days used to be executed. So I have a question for you, the audience of the Savage Nation. The phone number is, of course, 855-407-282. 855-400-SAVAGE from anywhere in the United States of America. Do you agree with Donald Trump? Or do you think that he's become political burnt toast? Do you agree with Trump that Snowden should be executed? Because that's allegedly what he said. Apparently what he said. Not allegedly. I'm not a lawyer. I heard it with my own ears. Or do you think Trump has now turned himself into political burnt toast? I can't believe this. There are other stories, but that's a good one. Snowden has certainly helped China. China's not our friends. China's our enemy. But it's interesting to me that China no doubt downloaded his entire laptop and then threw him out, because that's how they would work. That way they have both. What do they mean? They're very, you know, they're realists. All right, let the guy come in. We'll give him we'll give him dim sum. We'll tell him we might. Then after we get what we want, we'll throw him out. Now, Russia's probably sitting at the airport with him, and they're going to download what he has and then throw him out. He doesn't have a long shelf life. Let me put it to you this way. I don't think he can run to Uruguay. I don't know where he can hide. Huh? I don't know where he can hide. Unbelievable to me. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. You can join the show by calling that number and say, do you agree with Trump that Snowden is a spy and in the old days spies used to be executed? I mean, I don't know, maybe he didn't say it. And if Donald Trump is listening to the show, he can give us a ring and clarify his position. Or do you think that Trump is now political burnt toast? There is also the issue of the Voting Rights Act being eliminated by the Supreme Court. It's kind of interesting to me that what this means, many people don't even understand what this means. This is actually a phenomenal victory for freedom, because it means that states can now enact voter ID laws. We're the only nation in the West that has no voter ID laws, incidentally. And yet, according to the criminals on the left, we still need to have no voter ID law to permit as many illegal aliens to vote, to permit as many housewives from Bensonhurst to vote as many times as they want, both in Brooklyn and Boca Raton. Do you understand what they're doing here by preventing us from having voter ID laws? That means they can vote any number of times they want. Now that's over. States can enact voter ID laws. So we might actually have an honest election coming up in the country for the first time in 30 years. I think this is incredible. It's the first whiff of victory for freedom I've seen in the whole time we've been under the spell of this junta. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. There are the news stories. Believe me, if you don't want to talk about that. There's one that's bothering me a great deal. It's about Hastings, the reporter, whose car blew up, a new Mercedes blew up. Now it's coming out that he drove like an old lady, everyone said. Look, he was a leftist reporter, and I detested his orientation. I detested it when he brought down a great American general named McChrystal. I was always a great, I mean, I worship McChrystal. I worship Petraeus. They were the best we had. They had backbone. They had great histories. And this left winger brought them down. Nevertheless, he's dead. The reporter is. In a strange incident, about a week ago in L.A., in the middle of the night, he was driving. They said his car sped up, smashed into a tree, and the engine flew out 100 feet from the car in a new Mercedes, and he was burnt in the fire. Well, today I got emails that scared me. Not emails, excuse me. There are websites that are reporting that it's possible for people to take control of your car through the computer system in your car. I didn't know that. I mean, this is pretty frightening. His friend, the guy who died, Michael Hastings, he went on Fox News. And he said the Rolling Stone journalist was working on the biggest story yet about the CIA before a suspicious death, and then Hastings drove like a grandma. So they said it would be unlikely he'd be speeding. Then Sergeant Biggs told Fox News that there's something even more weird. And now look, it's a conspiracy theory, truthfully. But here we go again. Former counter-terror czar under two different presidents, Richard Clark, another left-winger who I never liked politically, told the HuffPost that the fatal crash of Hastings' Mercedes C250 coupe was consistent with a car cyber attack. He said, so if there were a cyber attack on the car, and I'm not saying there was, I think whoever did it would probably get away with it. And, quote, intelligence agencies for major powers have such capabilities. I had no idea that cars could be remotely hijacked. And yet two studies have come out called on this. I mean, there's studies at the University of Washington and UC San Diego on this thing, how it's a relatively trivial exercise to access the computer systems of a modern car and take control away from the driver. This is frightening. And to think I just sold my 65 Cadillac, which was not digital and had no computers in it. I'd pay double for it right now to get it back. Now I'm stuck with a Mercedes that has a computer chip in it. So I'm afraid to get in. It's liable to turn on me. It's like Frankenstein. Every time I start the engine now of my car, I'm afraid it's like a Frankenstein. I don't know. I may have to buy my old... I am looking at an old XKE that has absolutely no computer parts in it. And the lucky part about buying an old Jag is it probably won't even run. So I mean, I'm doubly safe. It has no computer components and it won't run. But I mean, aside from that, you know that, again, I'm sorry to tell you, it's a problem for me because I've written 29 books that you know of and several you haven't. I've covered an awful lot of these things in nonfiction and fiction. Isn't it ironic, strange, odd, prescient that my novel, A Time for War, is all about China controlling? It starts, I swear to God, I swear to you, it starts with the crash of the Navy SEAL helicopter brought down through an EMP blast, right? In the next scene, the FBI agents are trailing somebody, and their car comes to in Chapter 3, the FBI agents are trailing somebody. They're trailing somebody, a Chinese agent who they suspect, and their car is completely neutralized and stops on the highway south of San Francisco because the Chinese agent is able to control their car through a computer that he has in his hand. How did I know that? How is that possible? The man who's not even listened to on the radio. How is that possible that I had that in my book? Yeah, it's in the novel, A Time for War, those of you who read the book. A car driven by FBI agents tailing a suspicious vehicle is mysteriously rendered immobile in San Francisco. Wow. Really? In fiction? How do you like that? Well, that's nothing compared to a reporter having his car speed up and hit a tree. Trivial exercise to access the computer systems of a modern car and take control away from the driver. Well, okay, I think there's going to be a run on pre-70 cars now. Forget Mecum auctions on old cars without computers in them. Do you agree with Trump, or do you think he's political burnt toast? That's the number one question. I don't even know how to pose a question about Hastings' death, because if we get into this, it's all speculation. We have to start saying that now the government is, you know, able to do this, and they're doing it. I don't even know if I want to take that call. So let's go back to old Donald Trump. Let's listen to the short version of Donald Trump if you missed it.
And they got a lot of information out of this guy. This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution.
Oh God. Well, I guess that does it for me and the shrimp buffet, the seafood buffet at Mar-a-Lago. After this show, I don't think I'll be showing up at Mar-a-Lago anyway because I'm afraid to eat the shrimp. Never mind the lettuce. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Days of O traffic, San Francisco, southbound 101 before Bayshore Boulevard, getting reports of a crash. Right lane is blocked there. Northbound 880 at 92 and Hayward, an accident off to the right side. Traffic sluggish, though, making your way past that busy intersection. Eastbound 237 after 101 in Sunnyvale, crash in the second lane from the left. Traffic pretty heavy both directions, really, of 237. Westbound is going to be slow almost from 101 over to southbound 85, which is slow from 101 down to 280. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it!
For the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it!
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of monastery.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star blowing the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the crew and me 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
It really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane. And that includes Russia. That includes everybody, because we really have become a very different nation than we were. And they got a lot of information out of this guy. This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution. You have to take a strong hand. You have thousands of people with access to kind of material like this.
Kill them all. I mean, why not kill everybody, Donald? Just, you know, put your thumb down and let everyone, walk the gallows. And so categorical, I mean, with such a cavalier attitude, there's a thing called execution. Do you agree with Donald Trump that Snowden is a traitor who should be executed without a trial? Or do you think he's political burnt toast? And I don't mean Snowden. It's unbelievable to me. And then the other topics we touched on. KSFO, San Francisco. George, your opinion, please. On the Snowden-Trump issue, where do you stand?
What Donald Trump said, you can't just execute an American citizen. He has rights. He's presumed innocent until proven guilty. And we don't know if that we should trust the NSA if it spies on all of us.
Well, that's the whole point.
How are we gonna...
You say you can't just execute someone. That's nice to hear. But you can't just spy on anyone either, and they've been doing it to millions of us.
Yes, this is just like the old Soviet Union, which the KGB...
That's right. Under Obama, America has become the old USSR.
Yeah, the Soviet Socialist States of America under Comrade Obama.
That's correct. I wrote about that, 4 years ago, USSR. In fact, it's the back jacket of my book. I have to say it again. Will we survive as the USA, or will we become the USS of A? I wrote that in the back flap of Trickle-Down Tyranny. So here we are now. They're spying on everyone. A reporter disappears in a suspicious car crash. Yeah, it's not a good time right now, is it? And now Trump, who we all, we all admired him during the campaign, is coming out saying he's a spy. There's a thing called execution. Wow. KSFO, Greg, you're next up. Your opinion, what's the topic?
Good evening, Michael Savage. Do you remember about a year ago there were several Toyotas that people were having braking and acceleration problems with, where they were suddenly braking full pressure on the brakes, uncontrollable, unexplainable?
What was it caused by, gas from the sushi bar?
I mean, there were several accidents that were caused, and there were lots of uncontrollable situations where people couldn't control their Toyotas. And back when that happened, I remember telling my friends and family, this is probably some kind of malfunction or a beta test of the remote, control that they can have over people's cars. And I never
You mean where a master computer was inadvertently doing this to the cars? Is that what you're saying?
Either it was some kind of glitch in the software, or it was some kind of test of the actual, system. That's
my
theory.
God.
difficult.
Well, now everyone's going to be rushing out to buy pre-19, what? What year did they start really computerizing cars? I mean, I just unfortunately auctioned off a 65 Cadillac, which I've had for 18 years. 18 years. And the man bought it. I mean, I'm glad he has it, but the car now would be the safest car I could drive.
Safer than a Prius.
I don't drive Priuses, but the thing is any car now with a computer chip can be remotely accessed by a... Let's go science fiction now. A drone flies over your car. You don't even see the drone. And a geek sitting in some, you know, underground bunker in Washington or Tallahassee or, you know, I don't know, you know, says, all right, then computer control. Hey, Mac, get me that pizza. And while your car is in his screen, he's eating pizza and he hits a button. He makes your car go 100 miles an hour. And then he burps and goes to the bathroom. Is that the country you want to live in? You think, I mean, is it a funny thing to, is that the nation you want to live in? Well, you may be living in it. That's what the conspiracy theorists are surmising. What about Snowden? What do you think about old Snowden? What do you think about Trump? Floyd, again on KSFO. Go ahead, Floyd.
Yes, I believe Mr. Trump is political toast. Apparently, he engaged his mouth before his brain kicked into gear. There is such thing as political suicide, and I think he committed it. Apparently, he's blind to the full truth, and when people are blind to the truth, they fail to see what's happening around them and what's really, really going on. We have a monster administration. People,
we do. We do. It's like a Frankenstein out of control. It's like a cyclops. It seems to be stepping on every one of our constitutional rights, doing anything it wants, and nothing can stop this cyclops.
Most of my friends and family are black. Of course, I'm black, and they're blind to the truth. If you discuss with them anything that's negative or which is the truth about Obama, they attack you. I'm also a Vietnam veteran. My family goes back to World War I as far as veterans. World War II and Korea, my father, three uncles fought in Korea, myself in the Marine Corps in Vietnam. And I was brought up with traditional American values. And I've been a lifelong Democrat, which I've switched to Republican Party because I've noticed I've always been a conservative thinker. This gentleman is your worst nightmare. He's an Antichrist. He's an American.
No, I see it that way. And, people say to me, oh, well, you see it that way because you're a white man and, you know, you're... It's not. I love Clarence Thomas. I love Alan West. I like their values. I like what they stand for. I like their character. It has nothing to do with race. This man is a danger to all of us. Stay on the line, my friend.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, have you looked at what a gallon of gas costs today? It's unbelievable to me. That's your money going to build another palace for a Saudi sheik. But listen, you can fight back. How? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS, period. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Find out about a product that can raise your gas mileage by 22%. Did you hear me? 22%. The inventor has met with General Motors. His product has been written about in Motor Trend magazine. And an evaluation by Federal Consumer Protection described this product as effective. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. I said this system can raise your gas mileage by 22%. That's almost an extra quarter tank of gas with every fill-up. You must call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. Stop handing wads of cash over to the enemies of America, okay? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You've heard me talk about this product for over a year. Now it's time to act on it. 1-800-LESS-GAS. This product is made in the USA. That's American jobs, not jobs for OPEC. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Call them now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler for Sound Talk 560 KSFO. We start with traffic. Northbound 680 Sheridan as you head over the Sunol Grade. It's a crash. Left lane is blocked for a few minutes anyway. Traffic is backed up pretty much from Mission Boulevard north. Southbound 101 still very slow. Lawrence Expressway down towards Oakland Road. Southbound 87 slow leaving 101. That'll continue into downtown San Jose. Southbound 85 slow from 101 in Mountain View to Highway 280, and that's affecting the westbound 237 ramp. From 101 over to 85, pretty slow. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, kind of sluggish from the metering lights over to San Francisco. The lower deck, slow northbound 101, Cesar Chavez, onto the bridge itself. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You deserve a playcation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino Resort is the perfect place to play and stay. The hotel at Black Oak Casino is now open, and the gaming is 24/7. See BlackOakCasino.com for details.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement. Or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak.
Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop-swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you're an executive looking to make a change in your career, you know that it takes commitment, focus, and a healthy dose of inspiration. In other words, change doesn't come easy. But if you're up for it, we're up for it. Pursue your executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management. And from day one, you'll see how we do things differently. We offer a unique 19-month program where classes meet once every 3 weeks to fit your schedule at our Santa Clara graduate campus. And because the real world is often the best classroom, we offer students a chance to do a live case study on their own company. No, change doesn't come easy, but when it does, it can change everything. With our 20-year history, the Executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management could be just the change you're looking for. To learn more, visit bschool.pepperdine.edu or call 800-766-5062.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You're on the air with Michael Savage, and here's some breaking news. It's not even up on the major websites yet. In Massachusetts, the old line, crony corrupt Democrat Markey just beat Gomez 54-46. Now, you liberals may celebrate and say, wow, that was great. It doesn't tell you anything about the midterms coming up for one reason. Gomez, who I admire tremendously because of his history as a Navy SEAL, although he was a conservative, he tried to triangulate the voters by saying he was for global warming nonsense. He was for illegal immigration. He was another rhino in the making, and so he didn't win because he wouldn't really take the strong positions necessary, is my analysis. Veteran, corrupt Democrat U.S. Rep. Edward J. Malarkey edged past Republican businessman Gabriel E. Gomez today 54-46. But don't draw too many conclusions, because Gomez could have won had he stuck to his real belief system. That's my opinion. Now let's go back to the caller. I don't know the line number, by the way. What line number was he on? I don't know what line we were on this. Floyd. Hey, Floyd, welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Savage. I was trying not to take too much of your time.
No, you can take. Look, Floyd, let me explain something. It's not because you're black and you're a conservative that we're going to keep you on. Let me explain why. You said something that touched a nerve with me. You said that you can't mention anything against Obama or your family turns against you because they're all locked into him based on race. You're not alone in that. If a Jewish person dares take a conservative line, they lose half their relatives and won't talk to them again. No matter how wealthy or powerful Jews may become, they're locked into the immigrant experience of their forefathers, and they think that they must be lifetime liberal Democrats. And if a Hispanic American should, God forbid, become a Republican, they are basically excommunicated from the family for the same reasons you are. You know that as well.
Yes. Oh, and the point they're missing is there's black and there's white, there's truth and there's lies. There's good and there's evil. As simple as that. That's the line I draw. That's the way I was brought up. If it's your father, your brother, your mother, sister, or brother, if they're wrong, they're wrong. If they're right, they're right. And people just...
It's as simple as that. You're right. It's as simple as that. There's right and there's wrong. There's up and there's down. There's truth and there's lies. And I can look through Obama from the get-go and tell you the man is a con man. You feel the same way.
He's black as night on the inside. And as I mentioned before, I'm a Vietnam veteran in a group at Travis Air Force Base. And when this gun thing was going on, I mentioned that Senator Cruz asked a civil question of Senator Feinstein, no disrespect intended, and she attacked him. And when I said that, the guy just hopped all over me, you know.
Who did? Cruz did?
One of the other Vietnam vets that I was discussing it with hopped all over me because initially... Senator Feinstein jumped all over Senator Cruz during the hearings when I saw it on TV. And he asked her a civil question, and she responded by saying, I'm not an 8-year-old who needs to be taught the Constitution, because he asked her, did she understand the ramifications of what she was doing as opposed to...
Oh, she means the Chinese Constitution. She's an expert on that, I think.
Apparently so. And when people are... And Mr. Saber, you understand, when people have been mesmerized by someone, let's say, could be anybody, somebody that's really... running the game on them, they don't see the forest for the trees. If someone's been infused with poison, once the poison starts taking effect, it's too late. That administration is like a giant octopus that has spread its tentacles all throughout the government. They're intimidating the Supreme Court.
Yes, they are. Remember what they've intimidated all branches of government. It is a toxin that's run through the branches of government. But now the people find out they've been spied upon. How do you feel as a Vietnam vet, an ex-Marine no less, who fought for our freedoms, to wake up one day and find out that a man, a president, a fellow black man no less, if you want to put it that way, is in charge of this gigantic octopus of spies?
Well, Mr. Savage, with the gentleman we have in the White House, I have no identity with. I don't care what color he is what he is, and I have absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, nothing in common with him. He's about as bad, about as evil as it can get. There's been
Well, that's how I feel about someone who might call him one of my brethren, Charles Schumer. I feel about the same way with Schumer as you do with Obama. I wouldn't share a commission in the Ratner's with him, even though Ratner's out of business. Let's put it another way. I wouldn't share a French fry and Katz's with Schumer. I wouldn't sit down in the same restaurant with him. That's how I feel about it. They're sellouts to their own belief system. They're Machiavellian in the truest and most ugly sense of the word. But look, we're both realists. You fought in a war. You were a combat veteran, my friend.
Absolutely. A Tet Offensive Caisson vet.
Okay, so you saw some of the worst fighting that people could ever be subjected to. So you're a realist in the sense that you've had bullets fly past your head, mortar rounds land. God knows
how close, black, white, yellow, how close we were as brothers over there in Vietnam. We were strictly close. There was no color line. There was no nothing. We were all brothers. We all watched out for each other. I got pulled out of some quicksand by a Caucasian guy with no issues at all. You see, and so that's why I say it's simple. There's black, there's white, there's truth, there's lie. I have nothing in common with that gentleman. As I was going to mention before, the first president I remember was Ike, President Eisenhower, when I was a kid. I would have loved.
Well, you're about my age. He was president when I was a kid, and you had a confidence in America with him, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and shaking hands with the president would be a distinct honor, but before I shake hands with the president we have now, I'd as soon kiss a king cobra.
I want to go back to something you said earlier. You said that your family is closed to any of this discussion, no matter what you present them with. Their mind is closed about Obama's crimes and misdemeanors. Is that what you said?
The reaction was so vicious and nasty, and between that and my fellow vet, I stopped discussing those subjects with them.
Yes. So you're basically alone. You have no one to talk with.
Oh, no. I, And you know what? That's just fine. If they want to go along being blind, don't want to. Sometimes you can't force people to understand the truth. It's like you try to tell them about the gospel. They don't want to hear that. But, you know, they'll all face it one day. Mr. Obama's doing what he wants. He wants to spend $100 million and go to Africa.
No.
I'm going to swallow him up. Who knows? But, you know, we'll all
Well, you know, you talk about him visiting Africa for $100 million. Any other president would have been impeached for this at a time like this. But, you know, Mr. Mandela is hovering now. His family is just gathered at his bedside. Do you find it as odd as I do that Mr. Obama will be in Africa at about the same time that Mr. Mandela is this ill? Do you realize what that will do with all the scandals surrounding Obama if, God forbid, Mr. Mandela should pass away?
Well, Mr. Savage, you know, come to think about it, no, it doesn't bother me for this simple reason. He's just visiting his hometown, that's all.
What part of the Bay Area do you reside in without giving specifics? I'm just curious.
I'm in the Solano County.
The reason I ask is that I need to put together a conservative group in the Bay Area. I haven't done this in years. I tend to keep to myself because I always feel that such groups would be visited by spies. I always felt that. But, you know, one of these days I have to do a thing like this. I'm so glad you're a listener to the show. You've probably been a long-time listener. That's what I would assume if you've been here a while. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Not a real long time. Now, the first time, you know, you can't go by outward appearance because the first time I saw your post, it said the Savage Nation. I said, oh, this guy's probably running or some kind of rock station or something. It's probably some of those hippies that I don't want to be bothered with until I listen.
I may wind up a disc jockey if the pressures keep up. But my good listener friend, let me send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War, in hardcover, because as a combat veteran, I think you'll quite immediately understand all the stuff about cars being taken over by satellites and people, et cetera. Stay on the line, please. That's beautiful. That opens up a line at 855-400-7282. Do you agree with Trump saying that there's such a thing called, what did he say? Here, I'm going to repeat it. He said, this guy's a bad guy, and you know there's still a thing called execution. I still think that Snowden's a good guy. I think he wears a white hat. My opinion of him has not changed because he's fled to China and now Russia. I don't like totalitarian regimes, whether they be in China, Russia, or the United States. They're anathema to me. My grandfather fled a totalitarian regime in Russia so that I could live as a free man. And as I become older, I see the USS of A emerging in front of my eyes. Not good. But nevertheless, just because Snowden was driven to run to China by this government because he fears that they would kill him, he knows he can't get a fair trial. Do you think he could get a fair trial if he came back? I'll tell you, you know he can't. I'll tell you he can get a fair trial. Why, the man who killed 13 and wounded 32. The Muslim major Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood mastermind. The man who killed in cold blood, including a pregnant soldier woman, shot her in the head. You don't know that. He has still not been brought to trial. He's not found justice. Oh, he had a trial, then he didn't shave his beard off, then he did shave his beard off, then he fired his defense attorney. He's working the system, and he's getting four square halal meals a day, and he still has not faced the executioner for what he did. He's getting real good treatment, Nidal Hassan. But you know and I know that Snowden wouldn't. You know that Snowden would be found, let us say, unfit for trial in a very short period of time. Let's go to some of the callers, 855-400-7282. Dan in Boise, Idaho, on the great KBOI. Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Savage. Hey, we don't really know what information Snowden has. I mean, do you think he played his entire hand already?
No. And I think that that's why they're all panicking. Whenever I hear a politician say he's a traitor, he has something on them. That's all I can think. The louder they scream about him being a traitor, the more I'm suspicious that he has something on them or they're hiding something that they're afraid he has on them.
That's exactly my point. So, I mean, obviously, the way they're pursuing this and everything, I think that there's more to the story, and he hasn't played his entire hand right off the bat.
No, and that's why I say every time I hear a senator whose names I could mention but won't, saying he's a traitor, he's this, he's that, I say, uh-oh, he has something on them, and they're afraid of it being made public. And I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop. Who is going to leak it? I don't think. Look, let's be real here. Let's play chess with each other. He no doubt had his entire file downloaded by China, which is a disaster for our intelligence community. both pro and con, by the way. A disaster for us in our war against terror and a windfall for China. It's a disaster for us. There's no question about it. But I think he was forced into that position. Remember, he didn't flee the country initially, did he?
No.
No. He only fled after the U.S. government threatened him with arrest. Had they not threatened him, I don't think that China would have gotten all of this this data that they no doubt have right now. So it's a disaster for us in our war against the Islamist terrorist. But I have to ask myself over and over again every day, if they really were spying for the sake of an anti-terror campaign, how did they not arrest the Tsarnaev brothers before they committed the Boston Marathon bombing? Why did they let them get away with it? That's what bothers me. Okay, and I'm not alone on it. Not alone on it at all. 855-407-282, breaking news on the Savage Nation. In a very closely watched race in Massachusetts, the old line crony capitalist corrupt Markey won by 54% to the Rhino Gomez. And I was a fan of Go-Go Gomez because he was a former Navy SEAL, and I hero worship American war heroes. Combat veterans are my heroes. Gomez, if he had only run as a real conservative, but he didn't. Gomez ran as a rhino and a real bad one. I'm for global warming. I think we need immigration reform. So there was very little difference between him and Markey. He was trying to, you know, play it both ways against the middle, and it didn't work for him. The answer here is if you're ever thinking of running for office, be who you are. You're never going to Let me go back to Abe Lincoln. Talk to me by my deceased father, little boy, 5 years old, holding a hand, walking on the streets, Longfellow Avenue in the Bronx, where I didn't know anything, and Dad was teaching me everything. Never went to college, never graduated high school, immigrant, worked his heart out. But he knew a lot. He read a lot, newspapers mainly, but he was smart. He was intuitively smart. And he said to me, Michael, there was a great president named Abe Lincoln. He's on a penny. And he said the following, and he made me memorize it. You could fool all of the people all of the time, and you could fool all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And he made me memorize it. But you know what? It wasn't hard to remember. I remembered it instantly. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on Earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
The first time we met, he came in and the first thing he said was, wow.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
For me, Christian Mingle, it's this vehicle which God did use to bring my wife and I together. And that is a powerful, powerful thing.
My name is Mickey and I met my husband Trey on Christian Mingle.
Join ChristianMingle.com today and find God's match for you. Joining is easy and free, so go to ChristianMingle.com today.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Days of traffic, actually pretty nice out there right now, but a few incidents coming in, like Benicia Bridge, northbound at the Toll Plaza. It looks like we've got some sort of canopy in the second lane from the left, maybe a roll of carpet. Look out for delays. Northbound 101, Channel Pines Drive, Marin County, a stalled car partially blocking the right lane. Peninsula, southbound 101, Holly Street, stalled. They're trying to get that into the center divide. And in the South Bay, eastbound 237, North 1st Street, three-car crash off to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're a homeowner with good credit and you need to get a big chunk of cash, but you don't have enough equity or no equity at all, a bank can't help you. But at Cash Call Mortgage, you may be able to borrow 125% of your home's value on a second mortgage right now. Just call 866-590-CASH. Use the money for anything you want, including paying down credit cards. You might be able to swap out non-tax deductible debt for tax deductible debt. But check with your tax advisor first. Borrow up to $150,000 right now with a 125% second mortgage from Cash Call. Call 866-590-CASH. When bankers won't, Cash Call will. Call 866-590-CASH, 866-590-CASH, or visit cashcall.com. Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law, License Number 603-8780, and MLS Number 38512.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Get lucky in Sin City. Hit the jackpot with a $68 two-night stay in three hot hotels. Viva Las Vegas at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Conservative, but not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
There's a lot of news out there, and there's a lot of breaking news out there, and there's a lot of anger out there, and there's a lot of resentment out there, and there's a lot of fear out there, and there's a lot of tyranny out there. If you care to comment on this at 855-407-2282, you'll join the most distinguished listeners in broadcast history. Here's another story that I'm going to throw into the mix. A Democrat lawmaker hits Justice Clarence Thomas as Uncle Thomas. I swear to God, again, it's a Democrat racist. A Democratic lawmaker from Minnesota criticized Tuesday's Supreme Court decision on the Voting Rights Act by calling Justice Clarence Thomas Uncle Thomas, then saying he didn't know Uncle Tom was a racist epithet. What if a Republican had called Obama or Mr. Holder Uncle something? Could they then hide and say they didn't know it was a racist epithet? On his Twitter account, State Rep. Ryan Winkler, never heard of him, called the justice's 5-4 ruling striking down a part of the law racist and the work of four accomplices to racial discrimination of one Uncle Thomas. Justice Thomas, who was black, was one of the five justices in the majority. It's really disgusting. 855-407-282. Let's go to line number 8 on WABC in New York City. Don, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I figured out the Snowden situation. It's all a setup by Obama and his handlers to destroy America. He's making fools of everyone. This is all set up. This is how they're getting secrets out of the United States. And if just one more nail in the coffin.
Wait. You're reversing it. You're saying that they released Snowden with the computer in order for him to give it to China?
Yes. Institute.
Wow. I haven't seen that conspiracy yet. I haven't seen that one. That's quite a chess move. Did you read that, or is that something you on your own mind came in your own mind came up with?
With your inspiration?
Oh, thanks. You're pinning the tail on me now. I better not start up the Mercedes tonight on the way home from the studio. It's liable to go 100 miles an hour in reverse. I wonder if I could buy my 65 Cadillac back for double the price now since it has no computer chips in it. You know, hey, look, guys, as long as we can still laugh, there's hope for all of us. I swear to God. The day we can't laugh in the face of all of this horror that we're living through under the junta that is running America off the cliff, I think that we're finished. Keep laughing. That's all we got left is our laughter at the end of the day. Rage, laughter, anger. Yeah, I think we can still vote. Actually, with the new passage of the Supreme Court ruling today, I think there's real hope out there because states can put in, you know, voter ID laws, truthfully. Greg on KSFO, welcome to the program. What's on your mind? Greg, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Okay, no, he's not there. I'll have to take another caller randomly. Line number two, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please. I think we're having trouble with the call screener tonight. Welcome to the Savage Nation. No, let's just cancel the calls because somebody's not doing something right there. Let's go to all the breaking news. Democratic lawmaker hits Justice Thomas as Uncle Thomas. Donald Trump hints that Snowden is a traitor who should be executed. Could you please play clip number seven, David? Let's hear it again. Let's hear that one.
It really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane. And that includes Russia. That includes everybody. Because we really have become a very different nation than we were. And they got a lot of information out of this guy. This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution. You really have to, you have to take a strong hand. You have thousands of people with access to kind of material like this.
There's still a thing called execution, says Donald Trump. Do you agree with Trump, or do you think that Trump is now political burnt toast? The phone number is 855-407-28. It's a very clear question. I'm not into political assassinations. I'm not into execution of political enemies. Anyone out there thinks that he should be executed without a trial? I think so, because some people have called the journalist who interviewed him a traitor who should be arrested. That's right, including Congressman Peter King in New York, the blubbermouth false conservative from Long Island. The man who's posed as a conservative for years said that Mr. Greenwald's a traitor who should be arrested. That's the country you're living in under this junta.
Savage.
Katie Green here, and I don't know about you, but the Dow being down 500 points in 2 days is certainly a reminder, a stark reminder, that the market doesn't just send out invitations when it's going up or down. I'm also willing to bet that neither that magical green line or cute baby has even given you a call. Do yourself a favor. Get a complimentary review from my good friends at the O'Donnell Financial Group by calling 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. O'Donnell Financial Group is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years. I know you've heard Greg say it right here on KSFO more than once, that planning is not a one-size-fits-all strategy. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review, to make sure that you're not paying too much in fees, taking on too much risk, and whether or not you are even on the right track to be retired. Do yourself a favor and call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane.
I want ABC.
And that includes Russia. That includes everybody because we really have become a very different nation than we were. And they got a lot of information out of this guy. This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution. You really have to, you have to take a strong hand. You have thousands of people with access to kind of material like this. I can't walk
out. Look what America has come down to. Donald Trump, who was once talked about as a candidate for the Republican nomination to the President of the United presidency, is hinting that Snowden should be executed because thousands of people have access to this data here in this country. It's a very sad day that we've fallen to this, and I don't blame Donald Trump. I blame Barack Obama. I blame Eric Holder. I blame the society of secrecy that has emerged under this tyranny. Now, you say, all right, it's Savage, and he's a conservative, so he's mad at the black men running the country. Well, then I guess the ACLU has become a right-wing organization because they agree with me. I guess newspapers that now disagree with this administration are all right-wingers. So who's left in this country? Who's right in this country? Who's wrong in this country? Where do you stand in this country? Line four, you're up on the Savage Nation from KSFO. John, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please. John, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking the call, Mr. Savage. I talked to you before, I believe. I want to let you know that I kind of got a warning about something I said about one of the programs I talked to you before about. I won't say who warned me, but somebody warned me.
I'm missing. Hold.
The thing you say is basically...
Well, you're not listening to me. I can't hear you. I'm having trouble now with my call screener equipment, so forgive me. You said you called another show and you were warned by whom?
By some legal local personnel, not to say too much more.
Okay, so what is the main point of your call, please?
The main point is saying about some of the information he has is about some of the logistics we have in different countries that we're causing a lot of trouble in, that have overthrown a lot of the governments in the Middle East, and some of the also the information is about in other countries, and that's what they're afraid about. That's why they're running so scared trying to cover it up.
You mean, well, of course, look, let's be clear. We're Americans, and our agents overseas' lives may be at risk right now. I mean, let's look at it from all sides here. In other words, we don't want our agents to be outed by Snowden's computer data. They'll be killed.
Yeah, but the thing is here's the thing. Why would you bring down a country that views us as a friend, that tries to help us, maybe?
Well, let's go back to Egypt.
Saudi Arabia.
Mubarak was our best friend in the Middle East. For 40 years, they maintained a peace with Israel. It was the largest Muslim country on earth. We overthrew him. Hillary Clinton helped overthrow him and bring in what?
No.
Chaos and Islamists? Whose side are we on?
I'm giving you an idea here. Okay, Saudi Arabia. We had a base in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Okay? To help control the Middle East. We're now kicked out of Saudi Arabia. We do not have a base in Saudi Arabia.
As of when?
Order.
Wait, you're not hearing me. As of when did we get kicked out of Saudi Arabia?
Excuse me?
As of when did we get kicked out of Saudi Arabia?
As of 2 years ago.
So what is the point of that factotum?
We have a base, if you look, we have a base out 150 miles out of Iraq, Baghdad, that nobody's supposed to know about. We're not out of Iraq. We'll never be out of Iraq. We'll never be out of Afghanistan.
So what is the point?
Okay, the point is some of the stuff he has is good. Some of it's bad.
But yeah, that's the point, right. That's exactly how we all feel about Snowden. Some of what he has done is good for America because we found out we're all being spied upon, or potentially we're all being looked upon as enemies of the state. That's a good thing for us to know because it has to stop. The bad thing is that the data's probably been shared with our worst enemies who are liable to kill our agents in the field. I mean, that's true.
Here's the whole thing in a nutshell. Why are we going to turn on some of our allies that are going to try to help us? You know,
I don't have an answer. We're living in chaos under this junta that took over the country. Thank you for the call. That opens up a line at 855-407-2282. David, you'll have to give me another lead on a call, perhaps something from WABC. Mark, line one, San Antonio. What do you think about Mr. Snowden? Go ahead, please, Mark.
A patriot all the way, 100%.
Tell us why.
Well, the reason being is because he is a whistleblowing. He's actually telling the truth. He's alerting the nation to what our fascist government is. Let me calm down. Because of what our government is doing, our Fourth Amendment rights are being violated. So why isn't Congress looking at this? They're trying to find him and trying to get him to prosecute him and so on and so forth. Why isn't anyone opening up? Okay, maybe he was doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. I disagree. But the thing is, nevertheless, the Constitution was being breached. It was being ignored, and that needs to be seen. And
the Constitution was usurped by Barack Obama and his minions by permitting the NSA to spy on innocent Americans. They violated at least our Fourth Amendment, if not our First Amendment. This is the greatest violation of our Constitution in my lifetime, and I've been around quite a few decades. I've never seen anything like this, by the way. Thank you for the call. Let's go to WABC. Delilah, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Delilah?
Greetings, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my call. It was a hit on Hastings. They can control your car, stop it, and do anything they want to it. Now with the new technology, you have to hold on to your old stuff. I'm sorry you passed your old car away. Cause
I'm sorry I sold my Cadillac. The 1965 had no computer chips in it. I only hope that the NSA will have my car go into McDonald's if I'm hungry and get me a hamburger.
Safe.
Well, no, there's a positive side to this. Think if Big Sister can control our cars, perhaps next they can determine whether we're hungry or we have a need for sex, and they could direct our cars accordingly. We won't even have to think about where to go for a burger or anything else.
No, they'll know everything and be able to tell you everything.
They can direct the car to certain streets in certain neighborhoods, and you won't even have to do anything. They could even honk the horn.
Yes, but there was a program on it shortly that showed it. You had a caller a few back said the same thing. They can stop your car with these.
No, I know that. Look, I'm aware that they can. In fact, I have to repeat that in my novel, A Time for War, there's a major scene where I write, a car driven by FBI agents tailing a suspicious vehicle is mysteriously rendered immobile in San Francisco. In my novel, I had the villain, who is a Chinese agent, do it with a handheld device. Little did I know that a few months after the novel would be published, people are now speculating that, well, let us say some entities are now doing this to some journalists in America. This is all over the internet now, Delilah.
Right. They're actually doing it, Dr. Savage. They can do it. They did a test, and they showed it right on TV.
Oh, no, I know they can. It can be done. Absolutely can be done. In fact, I believe on my website we link I can find it for you and give you the references in the scientific literature demonstrating that it's an easy, trivial task for a computer expert to access any car in America and control it. Now, you're given to conspiracy theories, I assume.
Is 007 come true? James Bond, all the things they used to do, now we're actually living it. It's not fiction anymore. It's real.
So where does that leave everybody? Does that put a chilling effect on journalists, talk show hosts in America under this junta?
No, you're just helping to expose it and bring it to the light.
Yeah, a lot of good that did Mr. Hastings. Well,
yes.
Thank you for the call. Clark's speculation that Hastings' vehicle could have been remotely hijacked is echoed by Salon.com's Andrew Leonard, who cites two studies by researchers at the University of Washington and the University of California, San Diego, quoting now from PrisonPlanet.com, experimental security analysis of a modern vehicle and comprehensive experimental analysis of automotive attack surfaces. And these studies detail how it is a relatively trivial exercise to access the computer systems of a modern car and take control away from the driver. Unbelievable to me. And frightening. And frightening. Craig in Des Moines, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Craig?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm a 21-year military retired veteran from the U.S. Army, and I believe, unfortunately, for this gentleman, he should be captured.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Craig. So you think that Snowden should be captured, and you were going to say what?
I think he should be tried because I had a top secret FBI clearance for
All right, you're breaking up. We're having terrible trouble with callers today. I don't know what the problem is, but the caller said Snowden should be captured and tried. He didn't say he should be captured and executed without a trial, a little different than what we were playing a little earlier. Comprehensive experimental analysis of automotive attack surfaces by a group of scientists at UC San Diego. I'll read you the abstract. Modern automobiles are pervasively computerized and hence potentially vulnerable to attack. However, while previous research has shown that the internal networks within some modern cars are insecure, the associated threat model requiring prior physical access has justifiably been viewed as unrealistic. Thus, it remains an open question if automobiles can also be susceptible to remote compromise. And then they do this study. And let's see what their conclusions are, because it's a long paper. I'm used to these scientific papers. It takes forever to get to the conclusion. You have to go to the end of the article to see the conclusion of the scientists, and here it is, conclusions. A modern automobile, they write, is controlled by tens of distinct computers, physically interconnected with each other via internal wired buses, and thus exposed to one another. A non-trivial number of these components are also externally accessible via a variety of I/O interfaces. Previous research showed that an adversary can seriously impact, impact, blah, blah, blah. Well, you get the picture. Impact, yeah, okay, you got it. They can take control of your steering. They can take control of your accelerator pedal. Wow, TPMS tire pressure. Oh, my God. They can change your radio station. That's even more dangerous for me than taking control of your pedal. Look at this. They can change your station if you're listening to the Savage Nation. Predefined tire pressure sequences causes telematics unit to send can packets so they can empty you. They can take the air out of your tires while you're driving. That's great. That's awful. But I have a dark sense of humor, you know, which is as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because you know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to understand we're all living in the shadow of evil right now. Unlike any in American history, we're living in a new time. It is like the angel of evil has taken over this country. Car can be manipulated. Well, we all know where that is taking us. We're talking about a journalist named Hastings, who was allegedly onto a big anti-government story and was found dead in a car crash last week. And his new Mercedes suddenly sped up. The engine flew out after the crash, and he's toast. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Security and advisory services through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated.
When you start thinking about a financial plan, investment allocation, retirement planning, those are really important things that I've found many people have a hard time taking time to think about all that. Hi, I'm Pat Vitucci, and I'm an independent financial advisor, and I do think about those things, and I can help you. We have 15 offices around the Bay Area. We've conducted many seminars over the years. You can check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. I'm a local independent financial advisor. I can sit down with you in any of the offices, sort of like a financial health checkup, to determine what's important for you. No cost, no obligation. Call me anytime. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305. Or check our website, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a three-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer and compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star blowing the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the crew and me 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
I guess I've always thought there would be black coaches, black heads of universities. Maybe, again, as I said, I'm naive. But the thing that I knew that it would have to be a black president who was approved by the elites, the media, because anybody they didn't agree with, they would take apart.
Bravo. One of my heroes, Clarence Thomas, in April at Duquesne University, he knows exactly what he's talking about. Remember, they electronically lynched him because he dared to step off the liberal plantation, so to speak. And today he's being roundly criticized. They're calling him names again because he didn't go along with the voting rights liberals. They wanted to keep this going on forever so they can manipulate elections forever. They took a real body blow today when the Supreme Court said the Voting Rights Act is over and that states are no longer going to be manipulated by Eric Holder and his goon squad. They have the right to install, would you believe it, voter ID laws. Can you imagine a terrible thing like that? It's something every Western nation on earth has. You have to prove you're a citizen and you live in the community to vote. Isn't that something? And yet liberals have been fighting against that now for years, 30 years. They didn't want any voter ID. They had it all lined up with the illegal aliens. And guess what? They just got the shaft. And they don't know what to do. So they're calling Clarence Thomas every name under the sun. The liberals are now using racial epithets against him. It's sickening. What do you think about Trump saying that, what he just said, a thing called execution? WABC, Dimitri, welcome to the Savage Nation from New York City. What do you think about Donald Trump's statement?
Tukag Monty, absolutely.
He's playing.
What do you mean by what do you mean by two card Monty?
Democrats. It's a one party system.
Wait, hold it. You're repeating my words from some other show. Donald Trump said about Snowden he's a traitor and there's a thing called execution. What do you say about that?
Donald Trump should be ashamed of himself outright.
All right. He'll never be ashamed of himself, but I think he made a political error here, and that I think he's completely lost his credibility with the people who might have had faith in him. I think he's political burnt toast right now. I wish him great luck, but he's never going to win now. The people will never forget this. Bill on WABC, what do you think about Donald Trump's comments about Snowden?
I think that what Donald's doing is he's read the tea leaves and he's going for cover. He wants to duck some political stuff.
What do you mean he read the tea leaves? What tea leaves?
Oh, look, what's going on, the way the administration's working with the NSA. He needs some cover for some political thing that we're not aware of, and he comes out and says this just to buy a favor.
You mean to get in good with the Obamaites, the Luddites running the country?
Yeah, just to make sure he's in the elite class.
Well, all right. Well, if he's done that, then he'll benefit from it in his own way. But politically, he can never run and win. It's impossible. That's what I think right now. Because the people who were attracted to him were the libertarians, the very conservative, the people who wanted a nationalist who said the right things. We all loved Donald Trump when he said those things. Here's a news story. Get ready. Hold on to your desk. The Army is eliminating 12 combat brigades, firing thousands of combat soldiers, removing the number of active combat brigades from 45 to 33. Notice that Obama's getting rid of combat soldiers in America, not firing the deadbeat bureaucrats in the Defense Department at the Pentagon. You want to put two and two together? Why would he get rid of 80,000 combat troops right here in America? Is he planning something else that these combat troops may not like? I'll let you put two and three together.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Massachusetts Congressman Edward Markey has won the Senate seat long held by John Kerry. Markey defeated Republican political newcomer Gabriel Gomez in a special election today. Markey had the backing of Kerry and much of the state's Democratic political establishment. Ecuador's president is not commenting on the possibility that National Security Administration leaker Edward Snowden may want asylum there. He's stuck in Moscow, and Washington is pushing hard for his return. Some Ecuadorians fear going against the U.S. could hurt the small country's economic ties. Taking a look at the roadways, it's not too bad out there. Do have a stall being reported southbound 101 at Hillsdale Boulevard. Also being reported at Ralston. It looks like there might be a mattress there in the third lane from the left. Northbound 680, Sunol Boulevard. Crash. It's off to the right shoulder, however. It might be a tire in one of the lanes. And eastbound 24, the Caldecott Tunnel, right lane, stalled car. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate Independence Day with Hot Talk 560 KSFO at the Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville. Presented by Heller Jewelers. See KSFO's Katie Green and Mascot Troop in this year's parade through downtown Danville, kicking off at 9 a.m. The Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville is sponsored by Home Consignment Center, Pete's Brass Rail and Car Wash, San Ramon Regional Medical Center, Safeway Incorporated, and NBC Bay Area. For more information, visit KSFO.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star blowing the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the crew and me 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
Wonder. Isn't it wonderful how under Obama there's so much love in the air in America? How he's improved race relations? How he's made people feel safer and more secure? There's love in the air under this administration, isn't there? Boy, well, I need a drink after this show. Thank God I don't have to drive home from the studio tonight. I really mean that. Well, you know, there's a positive side to this rumor that the reporter was killed with the government controlling his car and making it speed up and smash into a tree, and the engine flew out 100 feet in the Mercedes, which has never happened before in the history of Mercedes, which is this. If you get pulled over for speeding and passing a red light, you could say, I didn't do it. The government did it to me. Or you could say that somebody controlled my car. I'll bet you $1 million. I don't want to be a child. I will bet you that a lawyer could go to court right now and claim that someone who, let's say, committed a crime in a car, whatever, speeding, passing a red light, whatever, can now argue that the driver didn't do it, the computer chip went awry, either by error or that someone remotely controlled the car and therefore the driver is not responsible. If I were a lawyer, I'd use that line of reasoning. I think the world's much better off that I'm only a talk show host. Could you imagine what I would have done in a courtroom? My God, if Michael Savage had become a lawyer, God, what happens there? What happens there? An honest man who has a great imagination and a great intellect? You don't want to be in the law. It's not a place for you, my friend. When I was a little boy, again, I'm taking a breather now because the news is so horrible. The situation is so oppressive right now under this junta that I have to reflect now on when I was a little boy, the parents would get together when they were still actually mothers and fathers in a primitive time. There was truly viviparous reproduction, and there were mothers and fathers in every family. And if there was a divorce, it was whispered upon as though it was a cancer in the family. They would say they're divorced, like, oh, she comes from a broken home. It was like someone has cancer, they would whisper. So when I was a little boy, all the families that I knew, all the kids, in other words, had mothers and fathers. And we all lived in a small community called a slum. Together in one building, I think it was 829 Longfellow Avenue. I was a little boy in this apartment house in the Bronx. And everyone knew everyone. The parents were like our surrogate parents. We could go into the other guy's apartment without even calling. Can you imagine? We'd knock on the door. The other mother would open the door, and we'd go to their refrigerator where she'd feed us. The father was there. He would protect us if he was home from work. But in those days, the parents would sometimes get together and look with love upon all of the boys and the girls, and they would talk about us as though we were not in the room, thinking we weren't listening. But I was already a little talk show host because I could listen while pretending I wasn't. I was able to listen in on conversations from across the room, and I always did. I always wanted to know what the adults were saying. So they would reflect on what should Bobby be, because he was a tough kid. Well, he became a very big businessman. He was the toughest, meanest kid. I loved him. He was my protector. He protected me. But when they talked about me, they said, oh, well, I don't know. He should be a lawyer. Why? Well, he's quick-witted, talks a lot. He should become a lawyer. Thank God I didn't follow that advice. I like lawyers. Don't mention. The ones who worked for me just did a great job. But the thing is, it's not a profession that I would have enjoyed being in. I think it's a very tough job, frankly. I think it's one of the toughest lives on earth. Not only because you're stressed out day and night, and that you're fighting for the life of your client, and you only live by one case to the next. Either you win it or you lose it. And if you lose too many, you're not in business too long because your rep, is ruined. But I got to tell you, it's not an easy life being a lawyer. So I'm glad that I didn't follow that, that path, and I wound up down following my own star, so to speak. But here we are so many decades later, and I'm waking up to a country I don't even recognize. A country where the government violates the Constitution and those doing it have not been put in prison. In the same time, they would have been arrested already. There'd be no excuse for it. Instead, we have senators justifying spying on us. And I wonder what they have to hide that they're justifying spying on us. They want to keep us in line. And at the same time, some of them are calling Mr. Snowden a traitor, and he should be executed. I wonder what he may have in his computer files on those senators who are calling him a traitor and saying the rest of us should be spied upon. It leads me to ask those questions. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. There are some questions out there, which you've heard about. Remote control of cars. Is Snowden a patriot, or is he a hero or a traitor? Some say traitor. Vermont, WABC, Kevin, way up in the Blue Mountain State. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm curious, Michael. We've seen Snowden first run to the communist Chinese, then run to the Russians, and now he wants to go down and talk to the Cubans. I'm curious if you're still going to hold him up as a hero.
Yeah, well, I do, because the fact that he's been forced to flee our country because there's no longer a democracy he can count on, and he's afraid of being killed in prison, and he knows he can't get a fair trial, it just shows you the state of our country that he has to go to Cuba, Russia, and China to save his life. What does that tell you about our country, not about him?
Well, you're wrong, because he wasn't forced to flee. He fled of his own volition.
What do you mean he wasn't forced to flee? Did anyone say, come forward and talk to us, we'll give you a fair trial? He was immediately, by Obama and his minions, he was immediately called a traitor. They immediately said he was a traitor. What would you do?
He wasn't forced to leave the country. In fact, many people...
Well, let's turn it around, Kevin. Let's turn it around, Kevin. You're Snowden. You downloaded all of this data. You reported to the world that the government's been spying on America. How do you feel first about that disclosure, that you found out the government's spying on Americans? Does that unsettle you in any way?
No, not in any way.
So you're one of the fascists who likes spying on everyone.
Way at all, Michael.
Wait a minute. So, Kevin, you're one of the fascisti who likes the idea that the government's spying on people. Is that right?
I like the idea that they're just scanning these phone calls, because in the future, if they put those links together, they're liable to be able to stop a terrorist attack.
How come they didn't stop an attack right in your backyard in Boston? If they're using these spying techniques to catch terrorists, how come they didn't catch the Sarnoff brothers?
Because as we've heard many times, Michael, the terrorists only have to be right once. We've got...
So therefore, in the name of security, we give up our freedom.
No, we're not... I don't feel my freedom is being inflicted...
Well, that's because... I've heard that argument, by the way, but you know the counter-argument to that is, if you've got nothing to hide, why do you care who's looking at you, right? Well, why don't you take the curtains out of your bedroom window? Why don't you lift the shades up at night and eliminate your curtains? Just because you have nothing to hide does not mean that you want people to peer at you, does it?
Do you want to be killed in a terrorist attack?
Well, that's absurd. That's an absurd argument. They certainly didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, even though they were spying on every American, but not Muslims, apparently. They were not spying on Muslims. Are you aware of that, my friend Kevin?
Then how come they stopped 50 terrorist acts with...
Well, you believe they stopped those attacks? What proof is there that they stopped them? You believe Dianne Feinstein?
That they didn't.
Wait a minute. You believe Dianne Feinstein all of a sudden?
Just because you say nobody's done it?
Well, now we can go around like children in a schoolyard. So now you've identified as a liberal. I know your voice. Now you are a liberal who has identified as a fascist with an overreaching, overbearing, fascistic government that is snooping on individuals who have committed no crime. Do you understand what you've become? Do you understand you liberals have become the very enemy that you feared all your life?
Do you
have become your own enemy. You've become your worst enemy. You liberals have become the fascists that you warned yourself against. Put down that crack pipe. Put down that marijuana. Put down that stupidity of the 60s that you live in. You have become everything you feared and hated. No, Snowden is not a traitor. Snowden was forced to flee America by this overbearing, corrupt government media complex who was calling for his head. If he had any chance, a scintilla of a fair trial, I think he'd be in this country. The NSA violated our Constitution, and the people who did it should be in prison. That's my opinion. And I think this man is the hero that most of us believe he is. We are in very bad shape under this corrupt criminal administration. Obama is corrupt. Obama is a criminal. Eric Holder is corrupt. Eric Holder is a criminal in the minds of millions and millions of Americans. They trust Anthony Weiner, the sex deviant, more than they trust Obama. Look how sick this country is. That a man as twisted as Anthony Weiner can be now running for mayor of the city of New York, and he's leading the pack. Does that tell you something about the stupid idiots in Manhattan who are now marching behind this twisted deviant? Well, these are very difficult times. WABC Joe, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Actually, Blandry, actually, the iPhone actually has a feature which the government put in that you cannot take pictures in certain parts of the country near military bases. It shuts off because the GPS shuts off. And also digital cameras have the same feature. You can't take pictures. But the government...
Wait, hold on. You mean they have chips that black the camera out when you're near sensitive installations?
Or does that be sensitive? You'd be like, but the area they want you to take pictures, like, if it's sensitive to the government point of view, sensitive. Like, for example, the iPhone already has that feature. Public knowledge already has. You can't.
Really? Well, a few weeks ago, a group of Muslims were found walking around a dam outside Boston. They were taking pictures. Where'd they buy their cell phone? On Mars?
No, those are probably older models over because they're GPS. But also.
Oh, so they had old cell phones taking pictures of the dam outside Boston, the waterworks.
Destroyed. Maybe they're Android.
But because they were Muslims, they weren't arrested. Is that it? But if they were white boys with blonde hair and blue eyes who just came out of the military, you think they'd be in the brig by now?
Well,
yeah, that's beyond your pay scale. I get it. Boca Raton, Rat's Mouth. Scott, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't have any tin hats in my millinery collection.
You gave me a breather tonight. Because I was joking with the crew during the break saying maybe I should put out an aluminum cap, a Savage aluminum cap for driving around in so it can interfere with the signals into the cart ship.
Well, your adopted hometown is doing okay right now. When you mentioned the fact that there can be remote control of cars, the first thing I thought of immediately was maybe there was a connection between what happened to Michael Hastings and the ability to remote control an automobile. The fact that I would even think about that.
In other words, it shocks even you. You're shocked by that thought yourself.
I would never have.
Well, it came out today that his friend, a military veteran, said that he drove like an old lady. He never sped. So it's out of character for him to have been speeding at 3 in the morning in L.A. to crash into a tree. But it's even more odd to the people all over the Internet is how Hastings, the journalist's car, a Mercedes. After it crashed, the engine flew 100 feet out of the car. They said it's never, ever happened before with a Mercedes.
Well, exactly. And, you know, one of the great writers, science fiction writers of our time, Richard Matheson, who wrote for The Twilight Zone, passed away, I think it was yesterday. He could have imagined this, perhaps, you know, 50 years ago. Where have we become? Fiction of 50 years ago, science fiction, has become fact of today.
Do I have to tell you that in my novel, A Time for War, it's all about the remote control of a SEAL helicopter where they're all killed, a remote control handheld device, and that when the FBI is chasing a Chinese agent, their car is remotely controlled and stopped by a mysterious vehicle rendered immobile? It was in my novel, A Time for War, which I'm going to send you. What does that make me? Prescient, a science fiction writer? A genius or a fool? 855-400-7282. Is Snowden the patriot or a hero? Well, you see, I didn't give you any other choice. Is Snowden the patriot or a hero? Because I'm not giving you the other side. Do you think the Voting Rights Act, which today was nullified by the Supreme Court, which finally did the right thing, 5-4, thank God, and yet the so-called liberals are calling Clarence Thomas the worst names you could imagine. They're mocking him because he's black. Who's doing it? Conservatives? No. You liberals are ridiculing him as a black man because they're saying he became a white man. So you mean if a black man thinks independently, suddenly he's not permitted to think independently, has to think the way you want him to think? This is a very important topic because this is an historic day in American history. Why? Because states such as Texas now have the right to impose upon the citizenry what should have been imposed upon in every state of the Union since the beginning, which is voter ID. That way, people cannot vote in several districts. That way, illegal aliens cannot vote. And had we had this in place, Obama would not be president today. I can guarantee you, had there been voter ID, had the Supreme Court heard this case before the disaster of 2008, Obama would still be an unknown senator, not reporting for work in Ohio, and America would still be a relative republic. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
Single Christians, good news. ChristianMingle.com has nearly 7 million registered members, more than 2 million new members in the past year alone. Every day, members send more than 100,000 messages. I sent one of those messages and met my beautiful wife. That's good news. Join today and find God's match for you. Sometimes we wait for God to make the next move when God is saying it's your time to act. The next move is yours. Joining is easy and free. Join ChristianMingle.com today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows.
free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Local Union 38 remind you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Kraft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a Kraft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
Your favorite station now plays around the world. Listen wherever you go with iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station plus over 1,500 stations with the latest music, news, sports, and more. Download the free app at iHeartRadio.com.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
With Cliff one, David.
Yeah, what we know is that we're following all the appropriate legal channels and working with various other countries to make sure that rule of law is observed. And beyond that, I'll refer to the Justice Department that has been actively involved in the case.
So, do you trust that our president is following the rule of law? And that our Justice Department is following the rule of law with regard to the Snowden case. Yeah, right. Sure they are. You mean the people who sent machine guns to Mexico? Yeah, they're following the rule of law. God, where is Chavez now that we need him? I mean, Chavez as president would be sort of a good cohort to what's going on now. Same, it's almost by the same arc of what's going on here as what went on after Chavez won the first election in South America. It was like by degree, little by little, he scared, threatened everybody, reined in the media, shut down radio stations he didn't approve of. So you're going to wake up one day, and let's say you find out that conservative talk shows who've criticized Obama are suddenly off the air. They haven't been harmed, but they've been taken off the air. What are you going to say? Good, because they had no right to talk to begin with? I want to live in a one-party government. I want to live in a one-media government. Is that the world you liberals want to live in? Don't you have any idea what you've created here? You've created a Frankenstein. But when are you going to wake up? Well, when they came for the conservatives like Michael Savage, I didn't raise my voice because I always hated his opinions. When they came for the libertarians like fill in the blank, I didn't raise my voice because I'm not a libertarian. And when they came for the liberal, there was no one left to offer any objection because everyone else had been terminated. Eliminated, silenced. You don't remember any of your history, do you? That's why you're repeating it. This is on a minor scale. It starts with silencing people, and it ends with killing people. Recognize that governments are monstrous, and they have to be nipped in the bud when they get out of control. But again, you don't want to learn from history. That's why you're condemned to repeat it, along with the rest of us, by the way. Along with the rest of us. You see, there should have been an outcry after the spying scandal. There should have been an outcry when the IRS was shown to have been a fascistic arm of the Justice Department and of Obama closing down opposition organizations by overly scrutinizing them or not granting them nonprofit status before the election so they couldn't even work for the opposition. No, but there was not enough of an outcry because you loved what he was doing. I had a caller just two callers ago who said he's glad that the NSA is spying on us, that he's got nothing to hide. He has no idea what he said. He has no idea that he has become an absolute slave. He has the mentality of a slave. And that's why we're in such trouble. Today, Clarence Thomas has been called every racial name you can imagine by liberal politicians. They're calling him Uncle Thomas because he voted along with the rest of the people on the Supreme Court who said that it's time to end the Voting Rights Act because it's no longer necessary and that states can now introduce voter ID laws, which, as you well know, is long overdue. I don't want illegal aliens voting. Now you're going to tell me they have a right to vote? They should have a right to vote in my country when they're not citizens? No, they should have no right. There's no legal right for them to vote, and yet they elected Obama. They're the one. Don't you understand that if it was not for illegal aliens voting in California, for example, we would not have a one-party system? That they were the block, the secret block, that permitted a one-party system to emerge in state after state in this country. That is why the corrupt socialist liberal Democrats in this country so viciously fought voter ID laws. But then again, there's nothing we can do about it other than talk about it while we can still talk about it. Is Snowden a hero or a hero? That's the only choice I give you. Is Snowden a hero or a patriot? How's that for a choice? Because anyone who says he's a traitor who deserves to be executed has now become a fascist Nazi. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here is hour number three of The Savage Nation. Let's go back to old Donald Trump. Let's listen to the short version of Donald Trump if you missed it.
And they got a lot of information out of this guy. This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution.
Oh, God. Kill them all. I mean, why not kill everybody, Donald? Just, you know, put your thumb down and let everyone, walk the gallows. And so categoric. I mean, with such a cavalier attitude. There's a thing called execution. Do you agree with Donald Trump that Snowden is a traitor who should be executed without a trial? Or do you think he's political burnt toast? And I don't mean Snowden. It's unbelievable to me. And then the other topics we touched on. You know, over the weekend, I saw a story. I caught it in passing in the local San Francisco website for the newspaper that used to exist here. And it was the Islamists slaughtered 10 foreign tourists in Pakistan. Do you know what the headline was in the San Francisco newspaper? Islamists slaughtered 10 tourists in retaliation. I swear to God. I swear to you. I had to read it over and over again. I wanted to call the publisher and tell him you have to fire the reporter, but I said, are you crazy? A newspaper that's losing more than $1 million a week, they care about some leftist drunk, or a leftist pothead? I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And it was a good news over the weekend. I had some good news. I had some fun. I was walking in the streets of San Francisco and I saw a police action. I saw the SFPD at work. I really had confidence again in the police department. They were the toughest looking guys I've seen in a long time. They got some really big guys in there now. They pulled a car over going the wrong way on a one-way major street called Sansom Street right near Broadway. And as they pulled it over, like five cars pulled up to and said, you were going the wrong way and you smell of marijuana. Get out of the car. And the guy in the car said, oh, it's medical marijuana. And the cop said, basically, I don't care what it is. You're driving the wrong way. Now, you see what's going on in this country? It's as though people who are driving one way in the wrong direction are now running the country. They're driving the cars backwards on one-way streets, and they're telling us that they're going in the right direction. That's Obama. That's Corker. That's McCain. That's the Gang of Eight. Islamists slaughtered 10 foreign tourists. The San Francisco newspaper called it retaliation. Disguised as policemen killed 10 foreign climbers in Pakistan. I don't know why anyone would go to Pakistan as for a tourist, but that's irrelevant. Your friends in China, the Chinese communists, who many liberals think have a superior culture, are rounding up and killing collies, border collies, golden retrievers. They're killing any large breed dog in China. Chinese police squads are sweeping through the capital city of Beijing and taking dogs away, like Labradors, Dalmatians, and collies, and killing them. Actually, they're not killing them. They're sending them to dog meat dealers. You see, in China, they prohibit large breed dogs within the city limits of Beijing. And so they're breaking into houses in the middle of the night, taking their pets away and selling them to meat dealers. Wait till they take over America. They'll sell you to a meat dealer. That's them. It's like no feeling and no nothing. You don't understand what's coming. You don't know. Many of you are like living in a dreamland. You don't know what's around this. You don't know what's outside America. You don't live in the real world. Many of you think you travel because you go to the wine country. Or you go to Provence, rather, in France. Oh, yeah, travel to Provence. Well, I went to Italy. I sat in the Tuscan villa. I got drunk for 3 to 5 days. Oh, I saw her. You don't know what's around you. The jackals surrounding you. The Islamist jackals are around you. The communists in China are around you. The NSA is around you. We live in a prison camp. I've come to see that. I don't know how much longer we're going to all have any freedom whatsoever. You know that even the ACLU has said we're all tired of living in fear. I couldn't believe it. Even the ACLU said to Obama, we're tired of living in a nation governed by fear. Obama is a dictator. A dictator. ACLU to Obama, we're tired of living in a nation governed by fear. Under President Obama, the United States is quoted as a nation governed by fear. The American Civil Liberties Union says in an open letter that echoes the criticism Obama has made of George W. Bush's national security policies. Could you believe this? This is very strange. Isn't it strange? And the ACLU is circulating this statement in response to the so-called Justice Department's efforts to prosecute Edward Snowden, who leaked info about the NSA's data collection programs before fleeing to we don't know where. We don't know where he is now. He could be hiding out in a pizzeria in Brooklyn for all I know. He could have a face change and run a pizzeria. Look, I know he's a leftist, and I know he's aligned with leftists, and I know that it's embarrassing to the U.S. intelligence community. That's all good. That's all very good, because I want to find out why they were spying on American citizens who did nothing wrong. I'd like to know why the NSA was unable to stop the Boston Marathon bombing. If they had everyone's data and they were spying on everyone, why did they let the Sarnoff brothers get away with it? It's a logical question, isn't it? Say, oh, well, they're doing it for our security. Yeah. In the name of security. All right, keep walking. Name of security. Keep on marching. Leave it to us. We know what we're doing. Well, how come you couldn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, Mr. NSA? You had the data. You must have known that Sarnoff brothers were going back and forth to a Terroristan. They were traveling back and forth to Terroristan, and you did nothing. But what, you want data on every American? What are you living in? What country are you living in? You're like the Stasi in Eastern Europe, but you can't stop it because you're only following orders. I get it. You're afraid for your pension and your job. Oh, you mean to do well. You don't want to harm any American, the average American. You don't mean to harm anybody because you're a good person. You're raised with American values, even though you work for the FBI or the NSA or the DHS. You wouldn't harm the average American, or would you? You sure would. Of course you would, because you're only following orders. If Big Sis tells you to arrest an ordinary American who did nothing wrong, for political reasons, I can guarantee you'd kick his door in. And you'd go home and say to your wife, you know, I don't know how much more I can take at this job. The next morning, you'd be there punctually at 9 o'clock. It happened in other countries, and it's happening here under this gangster, Obama. But let me stop right there, because he's on vacation right now, and we shouldn't speak in any negative ways about him. Strange to me that he's in Africa at the very time that poor Nelson Mandela is very ill. I mean, let's all hope Nelson Mandela lives another 20, 30 years. May Nelson Mandela live to the age of Moses. But why is Obama in Africa as Nelson Mandela's health is failing rapidly? I think you can follow the bouncing. Yeah, you can follow the bouncing ball. Right while we have five of the worst scandals in American presidential history at once, he's suddenly on a $100 million trip to Africa. And we're worried about Snowden. Everything we're accusing Snowden of, I'll stop right there. It's a family show. And here's some breaking news. In Massachusetts, the old line crony corrupt Democrat Markey just beat Gomez 54-46. Now, you liberals may celebrate and say, wow, that was great. It doesn't tell you anything about the midterms coming up for one reason. Gomez, who I admire tremendously because of his history as a Navy SEAL, although he was a conservative, he tried to triangulate the voters by saying he was for global warming nonsense. He was for illegal immigration. He was another rhino in the making, and so he didn't win because he wouldn't really take the strong positions necessary, is my analysis. Veteran, corrupt Democrat U.S. Rep. Edward J. Mularkey edged past Republican businessman Gabriel E. Gomez today 54-46. But don't draw too many conclusions, because Gomez could have won had he stuck to his real belief system. That's my opinion. So I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star blowing the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the crew and me 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
Do you agree with Trump saying that there's such a thing called, what did he say? Here, I'm going to repeat it. He said, this guy's a bad guy, and you know there's still a thing called execution. I still think that Snowden's a good guy. I think he wears a white hat. My opinion of him has not changed because he's fled to China and now Russia. I don't like totalitarian regimes, whether they be in China, Russia, or the United States. They're anathema to me. My grandfather fled a totalitarian regime in Russia so that I could live as a free man. And as I become older, I see the USS of A emerging in front of my eyes. Not good. But nevertheless, just because Snowden was driven to run to China by this government because he fears that they would kill him, he knows he can't get a fair trial. Do you think he could get a fair trial if he came back? I'll tell you, you know he can't. I'll tell you he can get a fair trial. Why, the man who killed 13 and wounded 32, the Muslim major Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood mastermind, the man who killed in cold blood, including a pregnant soldier woman, shot her in the head. You don't know that. He has still not been brought to trial. He's not found justice. Oh, he had a trial, then he didn't shave his beard off, then he did shave his beard off. Then he fired his defense attorney. He's working the system. And he's getting four square halal meals a day. And he still has not faced the executioner for what he did. He's getting real good treatment, Nidal Hassan. But you know and I know that Snowden wouldn't. You know that Snowden would be found, let us say, unfit for trial in a very short period of time. So would you like me to give you a little more of a background of what I think is going to happen to this country, what the future of America is going to look like, why Obama is doing this to us with the help of the Benedict Arnolds like Lindsey Graham cracker? I think you know the answer. I think you know what a Marxist vision for the future is, an erasure of national sovereignty, an erasure of borders, language, and culture, and a meltdown of individual sovereignty, as they've done in Europe. You got to understand something. The U.S. was the last tough nut to crack until they brought in this fraud. This fraud Obama was the one to break down the borders, language, and culture. They figured he could do it, if anyone. That's why they took an unknown from nowhere and made him into president, because the powers that be wanted us to be melted down into a non-sovereign entity. Just as they melted down the identity of France, Italy, Germany, England, Poland, Hungary, you name the country in Europe, every human being there knows that the leaders are gangsters who stole their identity, stole their national pride, and have stolen everything from them that was worth living for in terms of, let's say, a political identity, a national identity, excuse me. We were the last nut to crack. The internationalists do not want this nation to survive with any firm identity as America. They want it gone. What better way to do that than to bring in 50 million people who refuse to learn the language, spit on the culture, and have no idea what is going on around them because they don't even speak the language? How can they vote on anything if they don't understand the language? How? What could be a better way to break a nation apart than to bring in 30 to 50 to 60 to 70 million illegal aliens who will never learn English, don't want to learn English, don't respect the culture, don't respect the borders, don't respect the language, don't respect the culture? What better way to break the nut called America? Ladies and gentlemen, if this was a late-night speech on the floor of the Senate and I was on C-SPAN, many of you would be listening 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, who is that man? I want to vote for him. He just said exactly what I've been wanting to scream and cry out in the middle of the night. But alas, I am not a senator. I am not a congressman. I am a man without a party. Hopefully, I will not become a man without a country like Snowden. Apparently, anyone who opposes this criminal gang faces a very bleak future in this country. A reporter got killed last week in a car wreck. There's buzz in the internet that he was assassinated. He was driving a relatively new Mercedes, and the engine flew out of the car after the crash in Hollywood. Unheard of in a Mercedes crash. Unheard of for an engine to fly out of a car. Yet it happened right here in America. Are political assassinations occurring? I don't know. Could be that the engine wasn't screwed in properly. Perhaps when it was built in Germany, they didn't put the engine in right. He said he was onto a big story. He was the guy who, and by the way, I didn't like him. I don't know him personally. I didn't like his politics, the writer, the reporter. I didn't like that he destroyed Mr. General McChrystal's career. McChrystal is 1,000 times better a man than he was. That doesn't mean he should have been assassinated, does it? We are entering a new dark age in the United States of America. With the passage of the amnesty for illegal aliens, your future is very dim indeed. But I have to ask you the primary question. Why do you oppose amnesty for the illegal aliens? I've told you why I oppose it. Because they don't respect our borders, language, and culture. Economically, it's not going to affect me one way or the other. I am not an entry-level worker. I'm not an entry-level worker, so I'm not going to be threatened by the illegal alien in terms of my job security. It's not going to affect me personally. But ever since I've been a wee Boy Scout, a Cub Scout in Queens, New York, I forget the name of the pack, I've had a love affair with this country. My grandfather was an immigrant. I've always loved America. I loved everything about it. Everything. I love the country from top to bottom. How can I love a country that doesn't exist? How can I love a country where gangsters, by self-definition, they call themselves the Gang of Eight with a smirk? How could a U.S. senator call themselves a gang? How is it possible? It's as though it's a parody of themselves. They're saying we're a gang, we have unlimited power. What is a gang? A gang operates outside the law. A gang is an untouchable entity. They cannot be touched. A gang commits crimes against the people. The Gang of Eight is doing all three. Again, I'm sorry to tell you, it's a problem for me because I've written 29 books that you know of and several you haven't. I've covered an awful lot in nonfiction and fiction. Isn't it ironic that my novel, A Time for War, is all about China controlling? It starts, I swear to you, it starts with the crash of the Navy SEAL helicopter, brought down through an EMP blast, right? In the next scene, the FBI agents are trailing somebody, and their car comes to chapter 3, the FBI agents are trailing somebody. They're trailing somebody, a Chinese agent who they suspect, and their car is completely neutralized and stops on the highway south of San Francisco because the Chinese agent is able to control their car through a computer that he has in his hand. How did I know that? How is that possible? The man who's not even listened to on the radio. How is that possible that I had that in my book? Yeah, it's in the novel, A Time for War, those of you who read the book. A car driven by FBI agents tailing a suspicious vehicle is mysteriously rendered immobile in San Francisco. Wow. Really? in fiction. How do you like that? Well, that's nothing compared to a reporter having his car speed up and hit a tree. Trivial exercise to access the computer systems of a modern car and take control away from the driver. Well, okay, I think there's going to be a run on 370 cars now. And forget Mecum auctions on old cars without computers in them. Do you agree with Trump, or do you think he's political burnt toast? That's the number one question.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fauks, Town Talk 560 KSFO. The owner of the San Francisco Examiner is suing the owner of the Chronicle over the advertising rates. San Francisco newspaper company accuses the Hearst Corporation of targeting Examiner advertisers with secret below-cost rates to try and harm the Examiner. President Barack Obama says he's deeply disappointed with a Supreme Court ruling that gutted the landmark Voting Rights Act. The court's Republican conservatives ruled the federal government can't require advance approval of election law changes in all or parts of 15 states with a history of discrimination. The majority ruled that the law's basis has become outdated. Stocks back up today. The Dow gained 101 points to 14,761. NASDAQ closed up 27 and the S&P was up 15. Points. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 101, Tully Road in San Jose. A couple of cars crashed off to the right shoulder right now. Road work going into effect westbound 580 at Airway Boulevard. I'm Dave Fauks, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane. And that includes Russia. That includes everybody because we really have become a very different nation than we were. And they got a lot of information out of this guy. This guy's a bad guy. And, you know, there is still a thing called execution. You really have to, you have to take a strong hand. You have thousands of people with access to kind of material like this.
This is what America's come down to. Donald Trump calling for the execution of Mr. Snowden. I mean, are we going to wake up tomorrow and hear that Rubio has now come out against immigration? What's coming tomorrow? It's Al Gore's come out in favor of coal. Donald Trump says Snowden should be assassinated. Did you miss that? Could you believe the Snowden who's hiding out in an airport in Russia is, in my mind, a hero? He's not a hero because he's hiding in China. He's not a hero because he gave information to China. He's not a hero because he's giving state secrets away. He's a hero because he blew the whistle on the spies who were spying on innocent Americans. My position has not changed. Because he's on the run does not make him into a traitor. Because the government has turned him into a man on the run does not mean he was originally a traitor. And so, therefore, look what it tells us about our own nation. That a young guy who blew the whistle on the fact that our government is spying on ordinary citizens has to hide and look for asylum in the most despotic regimes on the planet. Think about what that tells you about the country you're really living in, right? Now you have Donald Trump, who I've always respected, coming out saying apparently that Snowden should be assassinated. Apparently the extradition process and the justice system are not in his lexicon these days. I don't believe this. I don't believe this. So Snowden is now called a spy by Trump. He goes on Fox News to advocate his execution. He says spies in the old days used to be executed. The phone number is, of course, 855-407-282, 855-400-SAVAGE from anywhere in the United States of America. Do you agree with Donald Trump? Because that's allegedly what he said, apparently what he said, not allegedly. I'm not a lawyer. I heard it with my own ears. Or do you think Trump has now turned himself into political burnt toast? I can't believe this. There are other stories, but that's a good one. Snowden has certainly helped China. China's not our friends. China's our enemy. But it's interesting to me that China no doubt downloaded his entire laptop and then threw him out, because that's how they would work. That way they have both. What do they mean? They're very, you know, they're realists. All right, let the guy come in. We'll give him we'll give him dim sum. We'll tell him we might. Then after we get what we want, we'll throw him out. Now, Russia's probably sitting at the airport with him, and they're going to download what he has and then throw him out. He doesn't have a long shelf life. Let me put it to you this way. I don't think he can run to Uruguay. I don't know where he can hide. Huh? I don't know where he can hide. Unbelievable to me. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Do you know that according to Senator John the Shane McCain, criminals will not be legalized under the proposed bipartisan immigration bill? They will not be. But he's lying. The Arizona liar said anyone who has committed crimes in this country is going to be deported. However, as Washington Examiner columnist Byron York recently reported, an immigrant could have more than three misdemeanor convictions in his background check and still qualify for legalization. A chart published June 21 by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which is a great organization, by the way, compares the consequences for a whole array of crimes, and guess what they discovered? While illegal immigrants might be exonerated and legalized for certain crimes, U.S. citizens and legal immigrants face years of incarceration or temporary expulsion from the country. Temporary expulsion, but not an illegal alien. So they're working for foreign criminals now. This is not amnesty. This is an amnesty for all kinds of crimes, said Fair's media director Ira Melman. Apparently, we thought that people were not above the law. But apparently, according to John the Shea McCain, illegal aliens are. Take a look at the crimes and the consequences for you as a citizen and for the illegal aliens who are laughing in your face. They're laughing at you. Here. Crime. Willful attempt by any person to evade or defeat any tax or the payment of any tax. Right? Illegal immigrants under S-744. Eligible for crime to be waived for RPI status. U.S. citizens and legal immigrants. Imprisonment of up to 5 years or a fine of up to $100,000 or both under 26 U.S.C. 7201. You evade taxes, you go to jail. They evade taxes, the crime is waived under this bill. You didn't know any of this, did you? You want to hear a few more that'll get you really sick? God, turn the radio off. I don't mind if you do. I know you can only take so much. Go listen to music. Listen to a goon with a basketball tell you what's going on in the sport right now. While you're... you want to hear any more? Do you hear this one? Willful attempt by any person to evade or defeat any tax or the payment of any tax. If you're an illegal immigrant under John McCain's law, the crime can be waived for RPI status. If you're a U.S. citizen, you go to jail for up to 5 years or a fine of up to $100,000 or both under 26 U.S.C. 7201. So, ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case. Rubio should be arrested. If we lived in the same country, Rubio, Schumer, McCain, the Gang of Eight would be arrested as a gang that illegally took over the country and is trying to destroy it completely. Babyface Nelson would be less of a threat to this country if he were alive today than Babyface Rubio. Babyface Rubio is more of a threat to this nation's sovereignty than Legs Diamond was. Babyface Rubio is more of a threat to America's sovereignty than Babyface Nelson was. I could argue that the Gang of Eight is doing more damage to this country than Osama bin Laden did. It's sad to see a country going up in smoke like this, where we're going to have... what's the number? Remember they were saying 11 million, I said it was 33, then suddenly 33 million started getting quoted. What is the number? Do you know how many illegals are here? They don't know. They made it up out of thin air. So, and then they can bring in all their whole family, let's say 3, 5, 10, instant welfare, instant voting. How can you be in favor of this? How can anyone who is not directly employing illegal aliens for their own benefit be in favor of granting amnesty to 30 to 50 to 60 to 70 million illegal aliens? How can you be in favor of it? How? On what basis? What basis? Look at what happened to California because of the illegal alien swarm into this state. The schools are shot. We once had the number one schools in the country. They're now at the bottom of the entire world. We had the number one school system in the country. In California, it's now a laughingstock. One of the worst in the world, not only the nation. There's only so much you can afford. What do you mean English is a second language? Either you learn English or you don't go to school. What do you mean a second language? My father came here from Russia. They didn't teach him in Russian. They didn't give him a Russian translator. They didn't ask him if he'd like a drink during the test. Learn English, Sonny, and that's the end of it. And if you can't keep up, then drop out of school. Go take a job somewhere. That's the way America was built. The College of Hard Knocks. Now it's bend over backwards and screw the citizen. I've never seen anything. It's not man the torpedoes. It's throw the citizens overboard and welcome the illegal aliens. What happened to the captain and crew of this ship? How did it? It's almost as if there's been a mutiny. The better analogy is that the good ship America has had a mutiny on it, and the officers and the captain have mutinied, thrown off the true officers, and the true captain have been thrown off the ship or put in the brig or driven off the ship, and that we have a mutiny that's gone on and some illegitimate gang is running the country. That's how most Americans feel. We're like on a ship out of control being run by a group of mutineers. Is that an apt analogy? Well, okay, you get my feel. I have strong feelings about this. But you have to ask yourself again. Here's what you have to ask yourself. Let's say you're ordinary American Joe, good guy. You say, let's, you know, go along and get along. Leave me alone. I don't care. They're nice people. They all come here to work. You're lying to yourself. 30% of all prisoners are illegal aliens who came here not to work but to commit a felony, and they're in prison. So you have to ask yourself, why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? Is it racial? And I've been asking that question. Now, of course, you know it isn't racial. In the majority of cases, it is not racial whatsoever. It's economic. Economic, economic, economic. It is also a fact that once a nation loses its identity, it never gets it back. I wrote that in Trickle Down Tyranny. It's a great opening. I got to read it to you because it's one of the great moments in American nonfiction literature. I don't care whether anyone said that but me. My sentence, every writer looks for one great sentence. And one of my greatest sentences in all my books is in Trickle Down Tyranny. And here's how it opens. I love the opening. I remember the inspiration for that. Here it is. Love it. It's advice to the next president, the Savage Worldview, in my great book, Trickle Down Tyranny. Here's what I wrote. Economies can be rebuilt, armies can be repopulated, but once a nation's pride is gone, it can almost never be restored. The loss of a nation's honor is something not even centuries can repair. Nobody has ever written two better sentences in the history of nonfiction in the modern times. Nobody has ever written a better opening to a political book than I have. And that's because I began as a poet. I know how to write. I know how to speak, which is why I've become a superstar. And I know I'm not supposed to say it, but, you know, I can't. What am I supposed to tell you? I'm just an ordinary steam fitter, a dock worker? I'm not. I'm probably the most highly educated man in the history of the American media. And I have to tell you that. And I'm an immigrant son. I have to tell you that. And I oppose illegal immigrants, the amnesty for them. I'll tell you that as well. Why? Well, here's the two sentences why, John. Economies can be rebuilt. Armies can be repopulated. But once a nation's pride is gone, it can almost never be restored. The loss of a nation's honor is something not even centuries can repair. The next president must love America. The next president must embody unequivocally everything that is good about this country, going back to its founding. The next president must be the exact opposite of Barack Obama. He must be a man of high character and strong commitment to American values, because he will be facing problems and issues that no U.S. leader has had to face since the years leading up to World War II. I wrote that before the last election. And guess what happened? We got the worst possible leader at the worst possible time. The worst possible leader at the worst possible time, who is now on a junket to Africa at a cost of $100 million. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows,
how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star blowing the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm Brian Sussman. Join the crew and me 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
Let's go to some of the callers, 855-407-2822. Dan in Boise, Idaho, on the great KBOI. Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Savage. Hey, we don't really know what information Snowden has. I mean, do you think he played his entire hand already?
No. Whenever I see hear a politician say he's a traitor, he has something on them. The louder they scream about him being a traitor, the more I'm suspicious that he has something on them or they're hiding something that they're afraid he has on them.
That's exactly my point. So, I mean, obviously, the way they're pursuing this and everything, I think that there's more to the story, and he hasn't played his entire hand right off the bat.
No, and that's why I say every time I hear a senator whose names I could mention but won't, saying he's a traitor, he's this, he's that, I say, uh-oh, he has something on them, and they're afraid of it being made public. And I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop. Who is going to leak it? I don't think – look, let's be real here. Let's play chess with each other. He no doubt had his entire file downloaded by China, which is a disaster for our intelligence community, both pro and con, by the way. A disaster for us in our war against terror, and a windfall for China. It's a disaster for us. There's no question about it. But I think he was forced into that position. Remember, he didn't flee the country initially, did he?
No.
No. He only fled after the U.S. government threatened him with arrest. Had they not threatened him, I don't think that China would have gotten all of this this data that they no doubt have right now. So it's a disaster for us in our war against the Islamist terrorist. But I have to ask myself over and over again every day, if they really were spying for the sake of an anti-terror campaign, how did they not arrest the Tsarnaev brothers before they committed the Boston Marathon bombing? Why did they let them get away with it? That's what bothers me. Okay, and I'm not alone on it. Not alone on it at all. 855-407-282 News on the Savage Nation. In a very closely watched race in Massachusetts, the old line crony capitalist corrupt Markey won by 54% to the Rhino Gomez. And I was a fan of Go-Go Gomez because he was a former Navy SEAL, and I hero worship American war heroes, combat veterans are my heroes. Gomez, if he had only run as a real conservative, but he didn't. Gomez ran as a rhino and a real bad one. I'm for global warming. I think we need immigration reform. So there was very little difference between him and Markey. He was trying to, you know, play it both ways against the middle, and it didn't work for him. The answer here is if you're ever thinking of running for office, be who you are. You're never going to... Let me go back to Abe Lincoln. Talk to me by my deceased father. Deceased father, little boy, 5 years old, holding a hand, walking on the streets, Longfellow Avenue in the Bronx, where I didn't know anything, and Dad was teaching me everything. Never went to college, never graduated high school, immigrant, worked his heart out. But he knew a lot. He read a lot, newspapers mainly, but he was smart. He was intuitively smart. And he said to me, Michael, there was a great president named Abe Lincoln. He's on a penny. And he said the following, and he made me memorize it. You could fool all of the people all of the time, and you could fool all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And he made me memorize it. But you know what? It wasn't hard to remember. I remembered it instantly. If you care to comment on this at 855-407-282, you'll join the most distinguished listeners in broadcast history. Here's another story that I'm going to throw into the mix. A Democrat lawmaker hits Justice Clarence Thomas as Uncle Thomas. I swear to God, again, it's a Democrat racist. A Democratic lawmaker from Minnesota criticized Tuesday's Supreme Court decision on the Voting Rights Act by calling Justice Clarence Thomas Uncle Thomas, then saying he didn't know Uncle Tom was a racist epithet. What if a Republican had called Obama or Mr. Holder Uncle something? Could they then hide and say they didn't know it was a racist epithet? On his Twitter account, State Rep. Ryan Winkler, never heard of him, called the justice's 5-4 ruling striking down a part of the law racist and the work of four accomplices to racial discrimination of one Uncle Thomas. Justice Thomas, who was black, was one of the five justices in the majority. It's really disgusting. 855-407-282. Let's go to line number 8 on WABC in New York City. Don, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I figured out the Snowden situation. It's all a setup by Obama and his handlers to destroy America. He's making fools of everyone. This is all set up. This is how they're getting secrets out of the United States, and it's just one more nail in the coffin.
Wait. You're reversing it. You're saying that they released Snowden with the computer in order for him to give it to China?
Yes.
Wow. I haven't seen that conspiracy yet. I haven't seen that one. That's quite a chess move. Did you read that, or is that something you on your own mind came up with?
With your inspiration?
Oh, thanks. You're pinning the tail on me now. I better not start up the Mercedes tonight on the way home from the studio. Well, it's liable to go 100 miles an hour in reverse. I wonder if I could buy my 65 Cadillac back for double the price now since it has no computer chips in it. You know, hey, look, guys, as long as we can still laugh, there's hope for all of us. I swear to God. The day we can't laugh in the face of all of this horror that we're living through under the junta that is running America off the cliff, I think that we're finished. Keep laughing. That's all we got left is our laughter at the end of the day. Rage, laughter, anger. Yeah, I think we can still vote. Actually, with the new passage of the Supreme Court ruling today, I think there's real hope out there because states can put in, you know, voter ID laws. Let's go to all the breaking news. Democratic lawmaker hits Justice Thomas as Uncle Thomas. Donald Trump hints that Snowden is a traitor who should be executed. There's still a thing called execution, says Donald Trump. Do you agree with Trump, or do you think that Trump is now political burnt toast? The phone number is 855-407-282. It's a very clear question. I'm not into political assassinations. I'm not into execution of political enemies. Anyone out there thinks that he should be executed without a trial? I think so, because some people have called the journalist who interviewed him a traitor who should be arrested. That's right, including Congressman Peter King in New York.
Savage.